Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice with Rob.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Rob Shooter. Good morning.
How are you, my friend? You look like you've been to the gym. You look all sweaty and refreshed
yes.
And hot. I knew it.
Oh, yep. It's my, morning / Monday routine, I guess.
Oh.
But, I'm going to call you out this weekend. The first time ever. We've been friends now for a very long time. And I notice you get out there and you walk around a lot. You're the guy that takes the shirt off on a walk throughout New York City. You're that guy. When did you become this
I've
guy?
I've never taken my shirt off, at least in the last 20 years.
It's been very hot, though,
it's
in New
been
York,
very,
just
very
to
hot.
Preface.
What it was is I walk every day, so I try to walk every day for about an hour.
Right.
I've lost a ton of weight. I feel good. And I was walking in a tank top for 4 days, and I realized I got a tan line. I felt like a lady in a bikini.
A farmer tan.
I got a tan line. So yep. I decided, it's a very quiet day. I think it was a Thursday. Nobody was out. It was early in the morning, and I said, you know what? I'm going to correct my tan line by walking down the river without my shirt on. And I foolishly...
Did you get a lot of whistles?
There's nobody there. Two ducks looked at me and were repulsed. And I think there was some a whale or something in the Hudson who swam away. And so it was
probably a body.
Oh my goodness. It was really just myself. But then I got really excited because they've opened up this new island in New York called Little Island. It's like a new pier. And it's magnificent. And it's quite difficult to get on because everybody loves it. There's crowds. The day I walked past it was the day it opened at like 8 a.m. in the morning. There was nobody there. I ran onto the island, span around like I was Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music and took a picture. I didn't.
You had your own island.
Yes, my own island. There was nobody on it.
Rob Island.
And I took a picture.
Sounds like a new reality
and
show.
And I posted the picture because now I can't get on the island. There's too many people that want to go to it. So the only picture I have on the island is shirtless. But don't
shirtless.
Worry, if you do look on Instagram, it is from my nipples up. So you don't see anything.
You look good.
Thank
look
you
good.
Very much. Let's do this show. Hey, my friends, what time is it?
It is
tea time. Chrissy Teigen is very hurt by Pete Davidson, who made fun of her on SNL. We've been talking talking about Chrissy on this show. She's got herself in a ton of trouble because of past vicious. And we've got to really point that out. These were vile, vile messages that she posted in the past, has been called out on them. Now Pete on SNL made a joke about her. He said one of the good things about the pandemic, beside getting over Chrissy Teigen, Pete said the following quote, "There's one good thing about the pandemic. Beside getting Chrissy Teigen out of our lives, the crowd sort of booed but laughed." And then he said he's relieved about it. And then he went on to tell a different joke. So it's a slight dig, nothing too vicious, Garrett. She's hurt by this. What do you think?
Well, it's funny. It's, you know, 10 years ago, she was getting a taste of her own medicine. You know what I mean? And it's weird to think, you know, because we up until about 2 weeks ago thought of Chrissy Teigen as this nice, you know, wholesome family person. Yeah. And then, you know, I started thinking over the weekend, too, is Chrissy Teigen the new Ellen right now?
Ooh, that's interesting, because there's a sense here that we've been fooled. Like, there's a sense here that the person we think we know isn't really Chrissy. And what makes this so difficult is, yes, it was a decade ago, but the things that were said, encouraging people basically to kill themselves, is something that you don't just
say. It's another level.
It's another level. We've all said mean things. We've talked about it on the show. If you go back over my tweets, maybe even yours, Garrett, you're nicer than I am. But you might have said one or two things that were a little rough that you regret. I certainly have never, ever suggested anybody who had mental health issues do this. It's really, really vile. So Chrissy's lost Bloomingdale's. She's lost Macy's. Now I'm told exclusively she is losing friends in Hollywood. Let me tell you what's going on there. Quote, "Chrissy made the mistake of believing all these people in Hollywood were her friends when at best they're acquaintances. When the going was good, everybody invited Chrissy to their parties, to their events. Now that things are not so good, all those invites have stopped."
You know, it's weird, too, and maybe you can explain it better, though, Rob, is the fact that it's almost like the a merry-go-round. Like, do you remember where Mel Gibson was 10 years ago? Yeah. He literally was this person we're talking about now. Like, he was the most, like, and now, not to say people have forgotten about him, and it's more of a blip than anything else. It's funny how 5 years from now, Chrissy Teigen again could be on top of the world.
She could, you know, depending on how she handles the moment. I think the apology was very good, very sincere. She didn't blame anybody else. She called herself a troll. She said she needed attention, and that's why she did these awful things. She didn't say that her Twitter account had been broken into. Remember, a lot of people say that, "I've been hacked." No, you haven't been hacked. You did.
But she jumped off of Twitter first, and then issued the apology as if she knew what was about to come, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, it's very, very suspicious. In life, we have our ups and downs, particularly with friendship. And I've learned this a lot. I've not done anything as vile as what Chrissy did. Honestly, I have not. But I remember when I was working for some big stars, for J-Lo and Diddy, everybody loved me. Garrett, I could walk into any bar in New York and be the mayor of Chelsea. Rob, tell us about Jennifer. And I'd happily oblige. Then the minute I was fired, please, nobody cared. I've bounced back. How are you about this, Garrett? Do you think of work friends as real friends, or are they acquaintances, or what do you think?
It's funny. I was just talking about this word, acquaintance versus friend. Like, you know, it's such a thin line sometimes, and a lot of people, especially in the entertainment world, get that word acquaintance so blurred with the word friendship. Like, they take the word acquaintance and just go, "Oh no, that means friend. We're friends."
I've got people like that who work with me who think if you return an email, you're their best friend. And I'm like, no, this is their job. They're journalists. We're reporters. They're sources. It's very complicated. I'm quite good at it because I've lost a lot of people that I thought were friends when Jessica Simpson fired me. When Jessica fired me, a lot of people that I really thought were my friends, foolishly, were not. They were acquaintances. We worked together. And even when I've left jobs, I've been at jobs for years. And when you leave, you don't really see each other anymore.
You should return Nick Lachey's DM, though. I'm just saying. He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. Okay, this brings us to our poll question of the day. Chrissy Teigen is hurt by Pete Davidson ripping her on SNL. Do you feel bad for Chrissy? That's the question. Do you feel bad for Chrissy? Yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow for your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Well, remember the guy that used to be, I guess, engaged, almost married to Jennifer Lopez?
I know who you're talking about.
He goes by the name of Alex Rodriguez. This guy, he should really just have someone run his social media and not be allowed to even get close to it. You know what? He should be allowed to just post a picture but not talk to anybody because, yet again, Alex Rodriguez allegedly, according to an Australian TV presenter, which I love over, like here in the U.S., you're like a host or an anchor. But no matter what you do in the media world outside of the U.S., you're a presenter. We should be presenters, Rob. According to Australian TV presenter Belinda Russell, another great name, Alex Rodriguez did what he's had become known to do outside of the baseball world, slid into her Instagram DMs yet again into someone else's, and she shared the alleged DM too. Woke up this morning checking socials. In my recent request, there was a message from A-Rod, as in Alex Rodriguez, J-Lo's ex. Sure enough, according to, you know, just like any good reporter, took a screen grab, and all he said, I don't know if this is, I guess this is flirting in A-Rod's world, said, "Great feed, a lot of exclamation points." We're talking like five exclamation points. You give me one exclamation point, you're excited. But you give five, like you're trying to, like, you know, get my attention at this point. All I can say is he likes great content. That's how Belinda responded to that, yes. By the way. And she has three children. She has a husband. By the way, if I was her husband, I'm pretty secure because who wants to date A-Rod at this point? sorry, I have a vengeance against the man.
You did not like him.
But hey, at the end of the day, he probably's not getting anywhere with that, but at least he has a men's makeup line we all can cherish.
He does. So he's launched a men's makeup collection too in the middle of all this. You know, I think the reason we're on social media is to interact with other people. I don't think there's anything wrong sliding into someone's DMs. If you slide into mine, hello. But if you've got a history, that's it. He's got a history of doing this, and he only seems to do it with very attractive young ladies. He's not sliding into people's DMs like...
He's not sliding into the Hunchback of Notre Dame's DMs, you know what I mean? Like,
He's not sliding into Tom Brady's DMs, which I would love to slide into Tom Brady's DMs. He's delicious.
Rob, come on. Don't become him. Become A-Rod here. Come on.
I think with your history and with everybody sharing now stuff in the world, nothing's private. It's such a silly... tone deaf.
So many exclamation points.
Garrett, that's the point now. You've literally taught me about flirting online. No more exclamation points, please. Send as many as you want. Moving along, Martin Bashir is talking out about his interview with Princess Diana. We told you there was a big panel that was set up in London to really get to the bottom of this interview he did in 1995 with Princess Diana. The results came back and they said that he used deceitful methods. Now he's saying he's sorry. He said the following quote, "I never wanted to harm Diana in any way, and I don't believe we did." He also went on to say everything he did in the interview, she wanted to do. She wanted to alert the palace. She decided when it was broadcast. She decided the content of this. Prince William has put out a statement too, furious that he believes now the evidence seems to prove that his mom did this interview because of very deceitful methods. Martin, this apology, it's not sitting well with me.
Really? Looking at that interview versus what, you know, Harry and Meghan did, you know, it's almost as if it's not the same, but kind of like on the same level in the sense where, you know, they're speaking out against the palace, you know, it maybe in a different way, but it's as if Harry's like, you know what, I'm going to take the same route, but I'm going to be a little bit more precautious in the sense of get out first, get far away. And I don't have to, because I don't think he's being harassed. If he was back home, he would be locked in at home all day.
Yeah,
you know what I
get what you're saying. The end results are pretty similar. Diana interviews and Prince Harry and Meghan's interview. What they're saying here, though, is that Oprah didn't give Harry fake bank documents to imply that someone was being paid to leak. So what Martin is accused of doing, and now this actual tribunal did confirm is that they produced fake bank accounts. They took them to the princess's brother and said, look, people are being paid to leak information. She was paranoid. She was insecure. She was in the palace.
I would too.
And she saw this fact, which wasn't a fact. But then she said, ah, everybody's leaking information about me. I'm going to sit down and tell my side of the story.
Well, you know, and you know what's interesting too, as much as those documents were fake, as you were just telling me, I'm sure it wasn't like the first time it went through her head, you know, Princess Di's head.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of like that thought always had to be there.
Yeah, what Martin did was terrible. But let's be honest here. One of the reasons Princess Diana was in such bad shape, she said it during the interview, is Prince Charles was having an affair. So that had nothing to do with Martin Bashir. I'm not defending Martin Bashir here. What he did was awful. But we do have to say, I don't think he caused all of this. He exploited it. There was already trouble in that marriage.
You know, and I'll wait for the Crown to show me this side of the story. But I do believe he probably had information. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this is me probably watching so much Law and Order or whatever. But he probably had that information where I think you and I both can agree that no one wanted to come forward and say, you know what, I'm going to speak up. And that as a reporter, you're like, what do you mean? Tell me the information.
Yes.
Let me come forward. No one wanted to speak up. So what did he do? He falsified
Which
documents.
Which is naughty. My team would not do that. I wouldn't do that. I do think in life the end results are very important, but the path we choose to get there is just as important too. If you take a low road, even if it gives you the results you want, it's sort of cheating. It's like cheating at Monopoly. When you're a little kid, don't cheat.
Grandma was such a bad cheat. She would put money up her sleeve so much, and at the end of the game, she would always win. Always, Grandma was the
talking.
She still is.
Of people,
God bless her heart. Like if she
like
should go into jail, Monopoly jail, and just
your
stay
poor
there.
Grandma.
She's a big cheater. She's
feel
a big cheater.
Like they are cheating the system. What's Lori Loughlin up to? This one.
You want to talk about cheating in Monopoly right now? Like, so here's the thing. So her and her husband, Massimo, by the way, still upset that I can't get my swimsuit at Target anymore.
You gotta
get
a new one.
So, yeah, I know. I have to buy a new one.
Do you wear a short swimsuit? Is it a thong or is it short?
No, please. No, get out of here. Only on the weekends. Lori Loughlin. So she paid her fine, $150,000. She finished up her community service work. And then her husband paid $250,000, but he's still having to finish up his community service. Hmm. Maybe his community service is he gets back behind the sewing machine and makes a few more swimsuits.
For you.
So what do you do after you pay almost, you know, $500,000 of fines for faking your kids to go to college? You go on vacation.
Oh,
you know, so they're out of here. They're going to Mexico to be on the beach because, you know what, life is just so tough. you know, they're going to go to where all the people who just want their worries to go away. They go to Cabo.
Very nice.
and spend time with their family.
Very nice.
You got to think, like, are they really going to spend time? Like, I already know, like, when you're with your family now, like, you're on your phone. Like, so they're going to be on the beach. It's not like they're going to have, like, hey, let's talk this out. Let's figure this out.
Olivia
as a
Jade's
family.
Already done it on the red table. She's busy making a YouTube video, so I don't think she's going to care.
She's going to have a Mai Tai and build a sandcastle by herself.
Didn't they have to get special permission from a judge to go on this vacation, because technically they still haven't got their passports back, or he hasn't. They're still on probation, or he is.
This just smells like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen. You know, rich white people, pay a jail fine for forcing their kids to go to school. Then they live in Mexico, and then the U.S. has to come and get them. Don't be surprised if you don't see this on Netflix or Lifetime anytime soon.
Tone
but yes,
deaf. Go and sit by your pool. You have a beautiful house in L.A. and be quiet for a little bit. Hey, we're going to be quiet for just a few seconds while we take a break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett Vogel from Z100.
Hello,
hey, Garrett.
Hello.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's honeymoon is over. They were spotted together this weekend in Miami. He went to her. She didn't go to him in LA. He didn't look that happy. She looked okay. I'm told the honeymoon's over and now they have to decide. What are they going to do? Are they going to date? Are they not? It's more difficult than just falling in love and running off into the sunset. So do you think they will last? Yes or no? Ooh. 73% said no, they
How
will
dare
not.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I don't want to disagree. It's everyone has the right to vote, but come on.
I want love them to last, love. But I don't know if they're going to. I think I'm with the majority. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now Garrett has a nicest of the day.
Yes, let's talk about Andy Cohen, okay? So making some comments about his appearance. Mm-hmm. And Rob, maybe after this you can just add on to this too, because I feel like you've been through something similar too growing up. So Andy Cohen, he's not going to take here for any unsolicited troll comments about his appearance. So Andy Cohen, he's 52. This is a tweet... a hateful comment that he read. Can someone interview Andy and ask him how he deals with his lazy, droopy left eye? So, of course, the perfect response for the critic simply prize, I ignore it. You know what I mean? It's such a simple but yet powerful response.
Good.
You know what I mean? Because that person probably was like, first, didn't think Andy Cohen would respond. Mm-hmm. Second, have just such a like, this is my response, even though I shouldn't respond, but this is my quick response. And Andy has even said, back around like 2017, yeah, that he's very self-conscious about his eye. And he recalled the time that somebody he worked for early in his career told him he would never make it on camera. And I think we all know how this story has ended. Andy Cohen is all over Bravo. Co-hosting, when Ryan Seacrest is not around to help Kelly Ripa.
That's right.
He CNN with Anderson Cooper on New Year's.
Oh, he got the last laugh here. I agree with Andy, but I even go one step further. I don't write. I ignore it, baby. I just really do ignore it. So you all know by now, I have a damaged right arm. My right arm is considerably smaller than my left arm. It was damaged at birth. And people have made fun of it my entire life. Don't feel bad for me. I have a great, great life. And ironically, it's probably one of the greatest things that happened to me. If I had two good arms, Garrett, I would be even more impossible. Like, I'm a nicer person because
you would be a
deep,
you would be
horrible. I'm bad enough with a bad arm. If I had two good arms, I would be a monster. It really taught me.
You'd
be
worse than the queen.
More
compassionate,
more empathy. I spent a ton of time in hospital as a little boy, so I learned a lot about this. And when people come at me, and they do, I don't even respond, ignore it. Andy, you're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day, naughty, naughty, naughty. Rob Lowe is teasing us. So, Rob Lowe, a lot of discussion online is that when Meghan Markle did that big interview with Oprah, they did it at Rob Lowe's house. So he lives...
He's trying to sell it. He's trying to sell his house.
He lives in Montecito, really fancy, fancy neighborhood. Oprah lives there now. The royals live there. We don't know where that was shot. Rob was asked about it and he said, no, it's not my house. He said he actually believes they did it at Oprah's house and they're just pretending it was somewhere else. But he does say... Good point, Garrett, that having the royals move in means there are longer lines at Starbucks, but the price of your property went up at naughtiest of the day. Now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Rob.
Sponsored by The Four-Word Answer, my new book, Who Are You in Four Words, available now for pre-order on Amazon. The truth is, it wasn't that I couldn't move on. It was that I didn't want to move on. I became so comfortable wearing this label of being wronged, of being the victim. It almost became a badge of honor, and that's why I didn't move on. Have you got too comfortable being the victim? Have you got too comfortable being angry with your past? If you have, maybe you should think of taking that coat off and moving on.
Smart. 100%. I mean, it's harder to do that than people think. It's like people listening right now, it's easier said than done. It's work. You know what I mean? And once you put some work into it, you'll see the payoff at the end of the day.
Yeah. Take it off. Dump it. It's baggage holding you down. It doesn't hurt anybody else. It's only hurting you. Throw it away, my friends. That's it for today, Garrett. We love you. And thank you for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Garrett, we're getting a ton of new reviews. They really help, I'm told. I love reading them. Thank you. All together now. Remember, if you're going to be
naughty,
you've got to be
nice.
Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.